Now it's time to move on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Carl, can you give us the scores?
We have a tie for first place, Peter. Kerry O'Connor and Paul Provenza each has 3 points. Tom Beaudet has 2.
Okay. So, Tom, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin. Your first question, fill in that blank. In October, the blank rate reached 10%.
Unemployment.
Right. President Obama and the First Lady visited Arlington National Cemetery on Wednesday to commemorate blank.
Veterans Day.
Right. The American Medical Association voted to oppose the military's blank policy.
Don't ask, don't tell.
Right. On Monday, Kraft's hostile takeover bid was rejected by British chocolate maker blank.
Cadbury.
Right. A man escaped from a jail in Georgia after unlocking the door of his cell with a blank.
A hair from his beard.
No, a flip-flop. While wearing an old-style suit at a swim meet in Sweden, blank failed 3 times to qualify for the finals.
What's his name? Phelps.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. The Vatican hosted a 5-day conference to explore the possibility of the existence of blank.
This is the Vatican.
The Vatican.
The existence... Immaculate Conception.
No, of extraterrestrial life. A survey of shoppers at a British department store found that men only buy their own blank for a total of 17 years in their lives.
Underwear.
Exactly right. Respondents at the Debenhams department store admitted that they only bought their own underwear between the ages of around 19 to about 36 during that brief period of independence after they left their mothers and before they've surrendered decision-making to the new woman in their lives. Or maybe they've just given up and let their mother do it more. This means the age a man decides to get married is not dependent on job security or income, but rather the moment his last pair of underwear finally turns to dust. Carl, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 correct answers for 12 more points. He now has 14 points, and Tom has taken the lead.
All right. We flipped a coin. Paul has elected to go second. Here you go, Paul. Fill in the blank. President Obama spoke at a memorial service for the 13 people killed during the shootings last week at blank.
Fort Hood.
Right. In advance of her interview next week, Oprah Winfrey released video of blank discussing tensions in the McCain campaign.
Sarah Palin.
Right. A Swiss diplomat was allowed to meet with 3 American hikers being detained on espionage charges in blank.
Iraq.
No.
Iran.
No. Sorry, you said Iraq first. Concerned about the 2016 Olympics. Were raised after a massive blackout hit half of blank for hours.
Brazil.
Right. A South Korean woman is celebrating finally passing the written exam for her driver's license after blanking.
Failing 100 times.
Actually, failing 950 times. A plea agreement was reached with Lisa Nowak, the blank accused of attacking a romantic rival.
Astronaut.
Right. Google announced Tuesday that it would be providing free blank at 47 airports over the holidays.
Wi-Fi.
Right. A nearly $1 million effort to attract English-speaking visitors to Latvia was canceled when tourism officials discovered all their new posters and leaflets did not say easy to go, hard to leave, but instead said blank.
Easy to leave, hard to go.
No, it said easy to go, hard to live. The city of Riga in Latvia is now known primarily as a destination city for having wild bachelor parties. This is true. You fly in for cheap and get drunk all you want. They hope to change their reputation with a new slogan, and with the flyers promoting Riga as easy to go, hard to live, they probably succeeded. All right, Carl, how did Paul do in our quiz?
Paul had 5 correct answers for 10 more points. He now has 13 points, but Tom still has the lead with 14.
All right, so how many then?
Oh, I know the answer to this.
How many then does Kerry need to do it?
6 correct answers.
All right. Ready to go, Kerry?
I'm ready.
Here we go. This is for the game. Fill in the blank. President Obama rejected the options presented to him and asked for revisions to plans for the war in blank.
Afghanistan.
Right. Tensions were high between North and South blank after a naval clash this week.
Korea.
Right. To escape a felony conviction, the parents of blank pled guilty to perpetuating a hoax.
The balloon boy.
Right. The U.S. Marshal Service is planning to auction off property seized from Ponzi schemer blank.
Bernie Madoff.
Right. A man who was scheduled to appear on the Jerry Springer Show had his appearance canceled because he jumped the gun and blanked.
I'm put on a diaper.
No. Started a fight with his rival in the hotel before the show had taped. After rumors circulated that he was dropping out, Steven Tyler said that he was just taking time off from blank.
Aerosmith.
Right. After pictures showed his skin several shades lighter than usual, blank explained it was because of his new skin cream.
Sammy Sosa.
Right. A British man on the run surprised police when he blanked after his mugshot appeared in the paper.
When he surrendered.
No, when he sent the police a more flattering photo. There's nothing worse than having a bad picture of yourself in the paper. So when Matthew Maynard saw his terrible mugshot right there on the page, he immediately sent in a much better photo of himself posed in front of a police van. Police said they were happy to oblige him and use the new photo because, quote, everyone in Swansea will know what he looks like now. Maynard was arrested a short time later. Carl, did Kiri do well enough to win?
She needed six correct answers, and she had six
well
correct
done.
Answers. So with 15 points, Kiri O'Connor is this week's champion.
Well done. Congratulations, Kiri. And for you, a custom-made pair of lederhosen.
Thank you so much.